A caption, Top Secret Research Laboratory, Arctic Circle. Two workers in fur-lined coats and hats are sitting outside playing cards on a metal barrel. One holds up the five of diamonds, then flicks out four aces from behind it. Coins they were betting with rise up into the air. The winner notices the money's gone. The winner picks up a shovel and threatens to hit the loser, who points up at the sky desperately. The shovel flies out of the winner's hand and up into the sky, followed by the metal barrel. An enormous magnet descends from the sky. Workers rush out with guns. Everything metallic is rising towards the huge, powerful magnet, taking workers along too. Snow-capped vehicles with caterpillar tracks ascend towards the magnet. Whole cabins rise and stick to the magnet. Finally, the central hexagonal pod rises, its legs tearing free of the concrete blocks they're secured in. It sticks to the magnet along with all the other objects. The magnet flies away, leaving the place in chaos. A couple of lab workers in white coats stir groggily on the ground. The door of a portaloo swings open. A man sat on the toilet reading a newspaper quickly shuts the door. In a secret command centre, a fat man sitting at a desk talks to a group of other people who watch the magnet incident on a big screen.
3 weeks and we're still no closer to cracking this. Right. Bring him in.
Yes, sir.
The man Ramsbottom talks to a young red-headed woman, Lucy. Bald, broad-shouldered, hook-nosed Gru steps out of his house wearing a dark jacket and a grey and black striped scarf. He attaches a canister to a fearsome-looking bazooka-style gun, pulls the trigger, and a unicorn balloon inflates on the end. At a child's birthday party, three small kids go down the slide of a bouncy castle.
This is the best party ever!
A little blonde girl, Edith, peeks out from under a table. She's dressed as a ninja, but with a pink knitted hat. She swishes a sword. She climbs up onto some monkey bars and swings across, avoiding various electrical obstacles beneath her. She drops down and avoids an animal trap. Two girls fish rubber ducks out of a paddling pool. One fishes out a real piranha with big gnashers. A boy swings an axe and a sword. A little girl whacks him with a club. The girl, Agnes, is on her pretend unicorn.
Oh, no! A dragon is approaching!
A small, ugly dog, Kyle, is dressed as a dragon.
Fear not, for here come the gallant knights to save us!
A slightly older girl, Margot. The minions march in dressed as knights. The minions fight amongst themselves. Gru's on the phone by a barbecue.
No. What do you mean she's not coming? I have a backyard full of these little girls who are counting on a visit from a fairy princess.
A minion swings a mace at him. Gru fends off the minion with a spatula.
Listen, I don't want a refund. I want the fairy princess, please. Please, I'm begging you. You know what? I hope that you can sleep at night, you crusher of little girls' dreams!
Oh, when's the fairy princess coming?
Any minute now!
Yay!
Scold them!
He addresses two minions by him. A painted board reads the magic show. All the kids are watching. Two minions in top hats and capes are with Edith. One blows up a balloon and puts it in her mouth. The other wields a chainsaw. The minions and Edith lope off.
Wait, did you hear that? It sounded like the twinkling sounds of magical fairy dust.
It's a fairy princess! She's coming!
Look!
Edith lets the balloon escape from her mouth. It shoots up into the air. Gru, dressed in a pink off-the-shoulder frock with a skirt of cascading frills, is lowered through the air. He's also wearing a tiara, fairy wings, and a deadpan expression. Three minions are lowering him on a pulley system. One sees the balloon and lets go of the rope. They lose control and Gru crashes into one wall, then another, and finally flat on his back on the lawn. He struggles to stand up.
It is I, Gru Zinkerbell, the most magical fairy princess of all. And I am here to wish Princess Agnes a very happy birthday.
How come you're so fat?
Because My house is made of candy, and sometimes I eat instead of facing my problems.
How come you have...
Okay, time for cake.
He blew glitter into the girl's face.
Oof.
Thank you, Gru Zinkerbell. You're the best fairy princess ever.
You are welcome, little girl.
Agnes heads off, then returns.
I know it's really you, Gru. I'm just pretending for the other kids.
She goes, Gru smiles. A mom grabs hold of him.
Hey there, Gru, Mr. Life of the Party.
Hello, Jillian.
So, I'm gonna go out on a limb here that my friend Natalie is recently single, and...
No, 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 get off the limb right now. No limb.
Oh, come on, she's a riot. She sings karaoke, she has a lot of free time. Looks aren't that important to her.
No, Jills, that is not happening. Seriously, I'm fine.
Okay, fine. Forget Natalie. How about my cousin Linda?
No.
Oh, I know someone whose husband just died.
He sprays her with a hose.
I'm sorry, I did not see you there. Or there.
On a surveillance camera, Kyle comes out onto the front lawn. A caption reads, "Species unknown." Kyle scuttles under a toy table and knocks over a toy chair.
Do not do your business on the petunias.
Caption target acquired.
There you go. Those are Fred's. Go crazy.
Kyle wheezes on a bush next door and all the foliage drops off.
Good boy.
Mr. Gru?
Well, I did... What, yes?
Lucy in a blue coat.
Hi. Agent Lucy Wilde of the AVL. Oh, whoops. Sorry. You're going to have to come with me.
Oh, sorry. I freeze!
He fires his freeze ray. She neutralizes it with a fire ray.
You know, you really should announce your weapons after you fire them, Mr. Gru. For example.
She tases him. He shakes and dances.
Lipstick taser! Oh, it works so good.
He's collapsed to the pavement. She pulls him up by his scarf. His head flops in between his legs. She pushes him from behind, and he does a sort of forward roll.
Large person.
She tries to pull him by the leg. She gets into her car and reverses.
Oh, sorry.
She knocked him over. She stuffs him in the boot.
Get in there, you big man.
She forces the lid of the boot down. Two minions spot her. They chase after the car as she drives away. One manages to jump on the boot. The second minion jumps up. The one on the boot catches him by the straps of his dungarees. He falls back down, his friend still holding on to his straps. He skids along the road like he's water skiing. As the car turns a corner, the road skiing minion skids out to the side and crashes into a box by some bins. Now dragged along in the box, he finds he's quite comfortable and waves at his friend, who waves back. The car turns another corner and the minion in his box crashes into a whirligig and a freshly laundered sheet falls on him. The sheet forms a parachute around him. He rises off the ground, losing the box, and now it's like he's parasailing. A duck crashes into him. The duck flies away. Lucy notices the minions in her wing mirror and slams on her brakes. The parasailer flies forward. The other one gets dragged with him. Lucy drives forward to catch them both in her car through the sunroof. She lipstick tasers them both, then steps on the accelerator with her perfectly pedicured foot. She speeds along a street lined with cafes, and several people have to jump out of her way to avoid being flattened. She drives into a table and chairs, sending them flying. She zooms along a pier, and a man fishing hurls himself off to avoid being run over. The car drives straight into the sea and sinks down under the water. She presses a button on the dashboard. The wheels retract into the body of the car. The roof and an extra screen come up and two propellers extend from the bottom. And underwater, the vehicle whizzes through the water.
I'm about my money, I ain't worried.
One of the minions fiddles with the radio. Lucy smacks his hand. They travel along the seabed where bright coral grows. They swerve around a rock and bump into an octopus whose tentacles stick to the windscreen. Lucy puts on the windscreen wipers which smack it round the head. It goes, spraying a thick black ink in the water. In the midst of a school of silvery fish. They swerve again to avoid an open-mouthed shark heading straight for them. They pass a few more sharks, then approach a giant submarine with a landing strip. Lucy presses a button, a hatch opens, and they drive inside. They park on a pad in the center of the chamber. The water drains out and the vehicle is scrubbed by a giant brush, then dried by a giant dryer. A squeegee comes down and scrapes the windscreen. The vehicle is lowered into a vast hall. The circular pad it's on rests in the center of a bigger pad. Lucy gets out of the car and presses a button on an electronic key. The boot opens and Gru falls out.
Pins and needles.
In his spindly leg.
Good afternoon, Mr. Gru.
Yeah.
I apologize for our methods in getting you here.
I don't. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. I am not going to lie. I enjoyed that. Every second of it gave me a bit of a buzz, actually.
That's enough, Agent Wilde.
Sorry.
Okay, this is bogus. I don't know who you people think you are, but...
We are the Anti-Villain League, an ultra-secret organization dedicated to fighting crime on a global scale. Rob a bank? We're not interested. Kill someone? Not our deal. But you want to melt the polar ice caps? Or vaporize Mount Fuji? Or even steal the moon? Then we notice.
First of all, you got no proof that I did that. Second, after I did do that, I put it back.
We're well aware of that, Mr. Gru. That's why we brought you here. I am the League's director, Silas Ramsbottom.
Bottom.
Ramsbottom frowns.
Hilarious.